TSA screens 2 million in 2 days despite holiday travel warnings. By Amy Furr on November 23, 2020. Transportation Security Administration. TSA officials screened more than 2 million flyers Friday and Saturday following the government's warning about Thanksgiving travel. TSA data indicates that more than 1 million travelers were screened on Friday, the second day to reach beyond 1 million since March. Friday's traveling numbers amounted to almost 40% of the TSA screenings conducted on the same weekday last year, The Hill reported. The agency said it screened 984,369 travelers on Saturday, nearly 45% of the screenings done on the same weekday last year. Last week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, recommended no travel during the Thanksgiving holiday. For Americans who decide to travel, CDC recommends doing so as safely as possible by following the same recommendations for everyday living, said Dr. Henry Walk, CDC Coronavirus Incident Manager. Although Walk urged citizens to practice social distancing, wash their hands, and wear a mask, he also warned that 30-40% of infections come from those with no symptoms. From an individual household level, what's at stake is basically increased chance of one of your loved ones becoming sick and then hospitalized and dying, he said, adding, we certainly don't want to see that happen. Last week, however, Representative Jim Jordan, RO, told leaders imposing coronavirus restrictions prior to the holidays to cancel lockdowns instead of Thanksgiving and Christmas. His short but clear message follows attempts by Democrat leaders across the country to impose additional coronavirus restrictions on Americans, even in their private residences, ahead of the holiday season, according to Breitbart News. During an interview Monday on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, Governor Greg Abbott, RTX, said there will be no more lockdowns in Texas. Along the course of dealing with the pandemic, we've all learned what works and what does not work. And one thing that government does not need to do is to micromanage the lives of everybody, he concluded.